Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
This segment hits hard now that Audrey still reeling from her 2-month ghosting.
Dang.
Grand champion.
Well, I don't know about that. There are a lot of people there in your shoes. You just
after that many long?
Yes. A lot of people been hit hard by the ghosted bug. You just are hitting it for the very first time, so it feels like you're the only one.
We were talking for 2 months, and then he ghosted me.
Well, we're going to talk to Miranda and see what her issue is. Hey, Miranda.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. So what's going on with Ben?
I don't know. I had a really great time when I was out with him last week, and I guess he just didn't feel the same way because he hasn't hit me up at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually not my style to reach out, but I did like twice and he didn't respond either time.
But you feel like he was into you.
Yeah. Like the first half of the date, I felt great about it. I could tell he was into it. Like he was kind of all over me actually. And at one point I ended up going to the bathroom. And then when I came back, he was like a completely different person. So it sucked. It sucked then and it sucks now. I just want that first guy to come back. You know, like everything seemed great.
Yeah.
And I asked him if anything was wrong and he didn't say anything and he wasn't acting like mad. He just got cold. It was a totally different vibe where he was just like not interested anymore. So I'm very curious and my ego kind of wants to know what happened.
When you said that he was all over you, what does that mean?
Like he was touching me, he was kissing my cheek, he was kissing my hand. Like
yeah, to go from that to nothing, you know, to being cold and off-putting.
Yeah.
Something clearly happened. So let's call Ben and see if we can figure out what it was.
Hello?
Hey, Ben. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We're calling with Mix 94.7 Radio. We do a morning show, and this is going to be the weirdest call you're going to get, but I want to let you know why we're calling you so you're not taken by surprise. We do a segment called Waiting by the Phone where we help out people that feel like they've been ghosted. And full disclosure, we got Miranda on the line. She's the one that reached out to us because she was talking about the date y'all went on and was really complimentary of you, felt like you were a really great guy, and the first half of the date was perfect. But then the second half of the date, not so much, because she felt that there was a big disconnect between the two of you. Something happened in that middle part that made you go, not interested in her anymore. So we just mediate a conversation here. We're just trying to see if you'll be willing to talk to us and help Miranda either close this chapter or clear up any confusion. Are you willing to do that for us?
Oh my God, you just really laid that out there.
I know, it's a lot. It's a lot. So we want to make sure we cover it all.
I think I usually wouldn't, but maybe in this case I will.
Okay, great.
I'm confused as to why she would be confused or wondering. She literally left in the middle of our date. I mean, it was at least 30 minutes, like a solid 30 minutes. Maybe even more.
Okay. I did not get that impression at all. So
it's a long time.
She's gone. I was concerned. I went over to the bathroom actually, because I was like, you know, I don't want to interrupt somebody. I understand, you know, you might have some stomach issues or something. So I don't want to embarrass you. But then after 30, I'm like, come on, I'm knocking on the door. She's not in there. So I thought that she had like literally left, which pissed me off. So I'm going back to the table. I asked for the check. I want to pay. I want to leave. And then she comes inside. She comes inside from outside the restaurant.
Okay.
And I'm like, what? She said she had FaceTimed, or a friend of hers had FaceTimed her. So she ended up talking on the phone. And I mean, I just couldn't believe that she'd answer the call and talk for that long. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had asked, like, you know, was it an emergency or anything? Like, oh, no, we're just chatting.
But you stayed.
Well, I was pissed off. I wanted to, like, you know, you have to check that little devil and angel on your shoulders. And I'm, like, trying to calm myself down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, you know, am I overreacting here? Like, calm down, because I'm having an emotional response, you know?
Did she apologize to you or anything?
That's the thing. I'm glad you said that, because I did decide to stay. And she had no apology, no self-awareness, zero. So, that, I mean, there's no chemistry that we could have had that could make up for a complete lack of self-awareness in that way. And I don't have time to talk to an adult or explain to a grown, you know, person what consideration or being courteous is.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I felt like if she was willing to do that on a first date, then, man, I can't even imagine how she'd
comfortable with you.
Yeah. She wouldn't even pay attention to you.
Miranda, instead of talking about you behind your back, how about we give you an opportunity right now to respond to what Ben said?
Well, I just didn't think it was that big a deal. I didn't take the call at the table or something. I took it outside, and I haven't been on the phone with them for a while, so I took the opportunity, and I don't believe that it was that long, and I feel like he's being dramatic.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, it was actually longer than 30 minutes.
Oh, well.
Look,
no shade here, Miranda. I know we're not taking sides, but I know that if I was in the situation, I would be really upset.
People lack so much social awareness nowadays, and they just think everyone's on their time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's just some people who are just notoriously... Right. We're just talking about people in general.
Uh-huh.
Just some people are kind of, like you said, on their own time, and everybody should hop aboard their late train. But anyway, Miranda, Ben, this seems to be a deal breaker, but now you have the information that you wanted. And
yeah, at least you found out early.
Yeah, exactly. Early.
Oh, right. Good, yeah, no, sorry.
Good luck to you both. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.